Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. You are welcome to today's High Voltage Prayer Program. If you are joining us for the first time, know that this program comes up between the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. God has been using this program to do a lot. God has been using this program to break yoke of the lives of people. God has been using this program to deliver people from different bondages. And I know and I'm sure that God shall use this program also to deliver you, to liberate you, and to set you free from captivity in the name of Jesus Christ. As you join us in this prayer, I am giving you assurance you are going to have testimony. As you join us on this prayer meeting, I'm giving you assurance you are going to overcome the enemy. I am giving you the assurance as you pray these prayers we are going to pray tonight or this morning, God is going to speak to your case. God is going to minister to your case. God is going to send destiny helper to come across your way. God is going to do a new thing in your life. That promotion letter shall get to your hand. I am telling you, that interview you are going for is going to be a walkover because the Lord has gone there before you. And there's going to be testimony in Jesus' name. That sickness in your body shall disappear as you begin to pray. Every plan of the wicked against you shall scatter. That satanic bird that is crying every night against you shall be silenced in the name of Jesus Christ. I am praying for you. As you begin to pray now, every yoke in the life of your children shall be broken. Anyone in the prison that is hearing me shall receive favor and pardon in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone on sick bed that is hearing me, instantly the power of God will come upon you like a dew, and you shall be liberated and be free from that sickness in the name of Jesus Christ. Get ready for this wonderful touch. Get ready for the manifestation of God's power in the name of Jesus Christ. Once again, you are welcome to the High Voltage Prayer Program. And today is the 13th day of the month. Today is the 14th. Yes, today is 14th day of the month of December, year 2021. God will do a new thing in your life. I prophesy into the life of someone right from today, within the next 72 hours, God will answer your prayer speedily. In the name of Jesus Christ, all those who are owing, and you are here hearing me, the Lord will help you to pay the money you are owing. And all those who are owing you also, the Lord will help them to pay in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't forget, there are going to be canceling of debt also in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Lift up your two hands as you worship the King of Kings, as you adore the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. You are Lord from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God. You are God. From beginning to the end, there's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. All other gods, they are the works of men. You are the only one. Oh, there is none like you.
Beloved, I want you to get yourself ready. Wear the garment of warrior. As you join me in praying this prayer, we are going to pray now. Say, the rage of the wicked against my well-being, scatter in the name of Jesus. The rage of the wicked against my well-being, scatter in the name of Jesus. The rage of the wicked against my well-being, scatter in Jesus' name. Pray, any power stealing from me in the dream, in the name of Jesus. Any power stealing from me in the dream, there in the name of Jesus. Any power stealing from me in the dream, there in Jesus' name we pray. Aha, look at it now. Say, oh God of signs and wonders, give me miracles that will dance my generation in the name of Jesus. Oh God of signs and wonders, give me miracles that will daze my generation in the name of Jesus. Oh God of signs and wonders, give me miracles that will daze my generation in the name of Jesus. Oh God of signs and wonders, give me miracles that will daze my generation in Jesus' name. Pray. Any power waiting for me to sleep in order to oppress me, there in the name of Jesus. Any power waiting for me to sleep in order to oppress me, there in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Look at something is happening over there. Wonderful. Say, every evil voice crying failure into my life, I reject you in the name of Jesus. Every evil voice crying failure into life, I reject you in the name of Jesus. Every evil voice crying failure into my life, I reject you. I reject you. I reject you. I reject you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Every hidden covenant with the spirit of the death, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant with the spirit of the death, break, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil hidden covenant with the spirit of the dead, break, break, break in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shout loud and clear. Say, my glory, hear the word of the Lord, arise and shine in the name of Jesus. My glory, hear the word of the Lord, arise and shine, arise and shine in Jesus' name we pray. I want you to lay your hand upon your chest. Say, every sickness hiding in my body, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Every sickness hiding in my body, come out by fire. Come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Every sickness hiding in my body, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. If you are joining us for the first time, listen very well. When I call the prayer, you pray it yourself. Pray and personalize it the way I'm praying. Every sickness hiding in my body, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Every sickness hiding in my body, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name we pray. Battles that want to make my life miserable, there in the name of Jesus. Battles that want to make my life miserable, there in the name of Jesus. Battles that want to make my life miserable, there. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Something is happening there. The arrow fire into your life when you are young is going back to the sender. That arrow fire into your life when you are a baby is going back to the sender. Say, every secret that I must know for my destiny to move forward, Holy Ghost, reveal it to me in the name of Jesus. Every secret that I must know for my destiny to move forward, Holy Ghost, reveal it to me, 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 reveal it to me. In Jesus' name we pray. Every battle against my family, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every battle against my family, scatter by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. I've been talking about dangers of eating in a dream. And I told you that there are some things that give access or that give a legal grant to satanic caterer to have access into our life and to begin to feed us in the dream. There are things that we always form a legal grant for demonic forces to have access into our lives. There are things that we always give a demonic contact point, something like a point of contact for the enemy to have access into our lives. And I have given you many, many of them. I pray that God will open your eyes to them. I think let me repeat some of them. I said, number one, one of those things that can be a satanic point of contact that can have or give access or give a platform for feeding in the dream. Number one is, if there is a secret sin in your life. Number two, if you are engaged or involved in unknown covenant. Number three, if there is a curse working against your life. Number four,
if there's a link between you and family idol or family ancient shrine. Number five, if you have drank blood before, whether blood of animal or blood of human beings. Number six, if there's any evil link between your marine spirit, if you have been dedicated to marine spirit or dedicated to the river. Number seven, if you have been taken to the river and you have brought a sacrifice to the river, all this will give a legal ground. Number eight, if you have some satanic items in your house. Number nine, if you have anger, bitterness and malice and unforgiving spirit in your life. And number 10, if you have been instructed to carry a sacrifice to a thief junction and you eat from that sacrifice, all this will give access to eating in the dream. And how can we deal with eating in the dream? Number one, you must surrender your life to Jesus. And number two, you must repent of all known sin. Number three, you must deal with all satanic point of contact in your life and in your home. You must deal with it. Number four, you must train and invest and develop your spirit man. You train, you invest, and develop your spirit man. Train your spirit man, invest your spirit man, develop your spirit man. I repeat, train your spirit man, invest in your spirit man, and develop your spirit man through or by reading the word of God, meditating on the word of God, doing the word of God, speaking in tongues on a daily basis, pleading the blood of Jesus on yourself. This will help you. Number five, you must be addicted to night prayer. And number six, you must not go to bed with anger or bitterness. Number seven, you must cry for the baptism of Holy Ghost and baptism of fire. Then, number eight, you must live a holy life. If you follow all these steps, you'll find out that the enemy will not be able to feed you in the dream again. Enough is enough to all satanic feeding in the dream. You will be delivered today in the name of Jesus Christ. Get ready. Before we enter into this next section, I'm going to pray on the water, on the oil, but I want you to confess your sin unto the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy on you. Do that quickly. Thank you, Father. Aha. Aha. If you are giving your life to the Lord, say, Lord, I give my life to you. I surrender myself to you. I confess my sin. Have mercy upon me. In Jesus' name we pray. May the Lord deliver you from the yoke of sin in Jesus' name. Bring out your bottle of water, your bottle of oil. Father, anoint this water with your power. Let the water be filled with the blood of Jesus. Let the oil be filled with the blood of Jesus. Let them become the carrier of power and deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Drink a little. And you shout these seven prayers loud and clear. Say, every hidden thing done against my life in the night be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every hidden thing done against my life in the night be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed. In Jesus' name, anoint your head now. Say, I reject every satanic exchange of my destiny in the name of Jesus. I reject every satanic exchange of my destiny in the name of Jesus. I reject every satanic exchange of my destiny in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your chest. Thank you, Father. Say this one loud and clear. Say, powers attacking me with the spirit of the dead. In the name of Jesus. Powers attacking me with the spirit of the dead. In the name of Jesus. Powers attacking me with the spirit of the dead. In Jesus' name, say covenant with graveyard spirit. Break in the name of Jesus. Covenant with break with graveyard spirit. Break in the name of Jesus. You covenant with graveyard spirit. Break in Jesus' name. We pray. Something is going on there. The covenant with graveyard has been broken. Yes. Anoint your stomach now. Say every hidden arrow inside of me. Up out one by one, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every hidden arrow inside of me, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out one by one. Go back to the sender, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. In Jesus' name, pray. You may need to pray that prayer very well. Thank you, Father. I say, you counsel of witches working against my life, you will not prosper. Destroy yourself in the name of Jesus. You counsel of witches working against my life,
You will not prosper. Destroy yourself. Destroy yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Uh-huh. Say, every evil power delegated against my well-being. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Every evil power delegated against my well-being. Yeah, in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your hand. Your hand shall be anointed with power. Your hand shall receive grace to make it. Your hand shall prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. Anoint your legs. Say, my legs, you are the instrument of my dominion. You are the instrument of my walking. I shall possess my possession. You shall not be cut off in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, my legs, take me to the location of testimony and the location of fulfillment. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Raise up your prayer points, prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this request. Answer them by fire. Visit them in a new way. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray for somebody that is hearing me now. The hand of God shall fall upon your life now in the name of Jesus Christ. Your body that has been altered shall receive divine recreation in the name of Jesus Christ. That strange personality living inside of you, I command it to get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. You spirit of poverty, get out from that life in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of the rag placed upon your destiny, vanish in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that the power of God will fall upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, receive the impact of fire. Receive the impartation of fire. Receive the touch of fire in the name of Jesus Christ. The anointing to conceive shall fall upon you, and there will be testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Every yoke of marital delay upon those looking for the suitor to settle with shall be broken in Jesus' name. The power of God will fall upon you, and the yoke of marital delay, the yoke of marital attack shall be destroyed in Jesus' name. I command you to experience marital settlement in Jesus' mighty name we pray. There shall be a greater testimony in the house. Somebody is going to receive a wonderful testimony that will surprise you. I see a good news coming. I see a letter packet for somebody. That fellow, as soon as you get that letter, you will fart. Your jubilation will make your enemy to cry, because that is the letter they thought cannot come to you. It's coming to you within the next 7 days. Thank you, Father. Somebody is here. They sat on your promotion. Those who sat on your promotion has been unseated. Yes, there is somebody in the prison now. They connived against you and told lie against you. But within the next 10 days, the Lord shall vindicate you and set you free. Yes, there's a property that belongs to someone that has been taken from him. That property shall be released back, because the Lord will torment all those who have taken your property, and the Lord will set you free. There's a widow that is hearing me now. The Lord said he's going to give you testimony, and all that you have lost shall come back to your life. Thank you, Father. Lord, I appreciate what you have done. I give all the glory. Work wonders in our life more, and let there be wonderful testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody has a property to sell. The Holy Ghost shall anoint that property, and the power of God shall come upon it. And before the end of this year, they will come and clear that property. They will pay for it fully, and it shall be a testimony in your life. You will know that truly God is God, because they thought that property cannot be sold, but God is going to declare it sale. God is going to declare it sold, and people will come and buy it, and you will rejoice. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. There's somebody that needs to pray this prayer. There's a sister there. That sister, you are not living in Nigeria. You are living in UK. You need to pray this prayer very well. Say this prayer. Say, you stubborn spirit husband, blocking my way in life. There, in the name of Jesus. You stubborn spirit husband, blocking my way in life. There. You stubborn spirit husband, blocking my way in life. There. You stubborn spirit husband, blocking our way in life. There, in Jesus' name, pray. That sister, please pray that prayer for 15 minutes, and immediately you will notice a change, and that will be the barrier of that strong man, and your destiny will begin to have meaning. It is well with you in Jesus' name. God bless you. In case you have testimony, share with me on my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. I have fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. B1 Close 7th Avenue, Fexstack Town. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. Don't forget, read Psalm 91. Take a time to praise God. Shall be well with you. God bless you in Jesus' name.